We are learning creases of Zayin, and we're starting from six lines from the top. Amar Rav Yosef, getting a line. Amar Rav Yosef. Machlekes, the whole machlekes, if someone is sach b'shemen ha-mishkaf, it's kezayis, or if it's a kolshu, that whole machlekes is only b'nesinas shemen mishcha. On a czar, over shnuya the shanina. Like the answer we said that, you know, how we explained that they learn out from sicha, learn a sicha shem mishcha from sicha. Aval, the sina the alma, when it usually says a sina in the Torah, for example, Rashi says, you know, I'll put levoina on minchas chayte, you know, I'll put spices on a mincha of a chayte, which is like a soita. That the sina divra ko is only chayav a kazayis. It's only chayav a kazayis, that's only the sheer kazayis. We learn from Sicha, that's where you have a tzad as a kolshu. Whatever else the avada means, hey, kazayis. Talk to Maravaita, Gufa. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Elazar. We have before his price that was set in front of Rav Elazar. Kol, Shiyash, Mesach. Anyone has Issa to be Sach, Shem, Mesach, and other people, Yesh, Val, Yisach. You can't, if you shmir on him, you're a chayef. Kol, Shein, Mesach. Anyone doesn't have a din, like a guy, he doesn't have a din that he's not a Yisach people, ain't a Val Yisach. No, it's this to smear him. Or Malay, so Eliezer said to the Baal HaBraisa, Shapik Amrit, you're saying good, because the drasha is merumis, there's a remes to this, there's a hint in the pasuk to this, because the pasuk is La Yisach with two yuds. La Yisach siv. The Kari Bey, La Yasech, and you can move the yud between the Samach and the Chaf, and you read it, La Yasech, Acherim to you. Someone has a din La Yisach, then lo yasech. Someone who has a din, he's not a shmir, like a Jew, he's not a shmir him. So the Marvaita, Tony Rav Chanina Kamei Derava, Menayin L'Koyin Godol, Shenot Al Meshem and Amishcha. How do you know Koyin Godol, that took Shem and Amishcha, Shal Reisha, that was on his head, no Samri Me'ev, and he shmeared on his stomach, which is not the right place. After it was put on his head, he put on his stomach. Menayin Shuchayiv, how do you know that it's Chayiv, Karis, Shenema, B'sar Odom L'Yisach. And it's Mashma, you're not allowed to shmear Shemen on any Adam, even a Kohen Gadol that already had Shemana Mishcha, you're not allowed to do it, even though you already put it on his head. Only Rav Acha, Rav Rav, Rav Ashi, I ask you a kasha. Might you know why the time you learned in a Braisa, Kohen Shesach B'Shem and Chal Chuma. A Kohen is allowed to use Chuma for whatever he wants, Chuma belongs to him. He smeared himself with Shem and with oil of Chuma. Ben Bito Yisrael Mas Agalbay, his grandson through his daughter, which his grandson is Yisrael, is allowed to scratch himself in his grandfather, and through that he lands up getting oil of truma. Veinichayish is not a problem. What's the reason? Because it's already nasa mitzvasa already. The shemen truma that he smeared on himself already, it was there beheter, and now it became like mutter. So by shemen amishcha, why is it also? Here you see that by shemen shal truma is mutter. And Rashi speaks out that says a granddaughter, it doesn't mean anyone, it means even another czar, just that's a grandson. I mean, it could have been anyone, just usually a grandson is the one who would hug his grandfather, not other people, and therefore that's the case. But either way, you see that you let her smear yourself with shemen shal truma after telling his grandfather already. Amalei answered, Hasam, it says in the pasuk, Umeisu bayiki chalu. By truma, it says, Lashem Eisu bayiki chalu, there's a chil, except, Kim the chale, since you mechalit, so it went out like lechulin. So therefore, once you put it on himself, already it's not called truma anymore. Aval, Gabishavon Mishcha Ksiv, Kinezer Sheme Mishcha Selikav Alav. Even after shmiring him, it's still called Shemen Mishcha. Shemen Mishcha Kari Rachmana. The Afagav, the Isa, even if it's ready on him, already, Yitzchal, did not become Nischal, did not lose its shame, Shemen HaMishcha. And therefore, someone who takes that Shemen Mishcha, shmirs it on himself, a different part of the body, Avad as Chayev Karas. So the Gemara Vaita, and the Mishnah had said a cloud that all these 36 creases al yisurim al elu says chayavim on al elu chayavim al zaydnoi, it says karis and yichayv on the shogi chatos, and if you don't know, it's osham tali besides from tami mikdash v'kadasha. That's what it says, yichayv and all yisurim, you know, chatos and osham tali besides from tami mikdash. Ktani chutz mitami mikdash v'kadasha v'may mapikle. What's chutz? What doesn't Metai Mikdash Kedoshav have? Doesn't have a chatos? Doesn't have a... What does it have? It's like, Mahach Tani. Chutz Metai Mikdash Kedoshav, she'ein mevi oshem tali. Tum Mikdash Kedoshav, since it's chayev ha'oyla v'yared, its chatos is brought with different levels. If it's poor, it could bring a bird or even a mincha. So that type of carbon, oyla v'yared, does not have oshem tali. So when it says chutz Tum Mikdash Kedoshav, means there's no oshem tali. So Gemara asks, v'nisti nami chutz mimi Sha'ava lov yang purim sheni meivav shtalu. The halacha is that someone who has not shav did avei rav chatas, he brings an asham tali to protect stuff from yisurim. But the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos that if and other places that if he passed the Yom Kippur, then that protects him from the yisurim. So the Mishnah say also another example: you don't bring asham tali. You pass the Yom Kippur. Should have said chutz me sha'ava lov yang purim sheni meivav shtalu. So Amar Shlokesh, Shlokesh answers, there's going to be two Jerusalem, Amar Shlokesh Teretz and Amar Yechon Teretz. Amar Shlokesh, Kiktani, our Mishnah is excluding cases, Hech the Isa Lachatas, you still have the Avera. Rachmana Patri, and still the Teretz says you don't have to bring Ashim Tali. But Avalei Mekpurim, that's less Lachatas, there's no Chet anymore, the Kapale, because you got a Kapara. So therefore, dear, the reason Ashim Tali is because you have a Kapara. It's not because it's pata from Ashim Tali. Plus, you got a kapara. And our Mishnah is saying, even in cases we didn't get a kapara, there is no Ashim Tali. That's what our Mishnah is teaching us. Rabbi Yechon Amar, there is a case where you can pass by Yom Kippurim and you won't be pata from Ashim Tali. Rabbi Yechon Amar, mevayit, when he disagrees, he doesn't hold of the whole thing of kapara Yom Kippurim. The Kamar, ain't Yom Kippur mechaper. He says, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. The Hodabe, Basim Kippurim, if he changes his mind after Yom Kippurim, he says, you know what, I feel bad, I want to be a good Jew. He can still bring a Asham Tali. So therefore, it's not so posh that you pass the Yom Kippur, that you're potter, because if on Yom Kippur you didn't believe in it, it won't be Mechapa you. And therefore, that's the case. The case is that you passed Yom Kippur, but you didn't agree to the Kapara, and therefore he didn't agree to the Kapara, it didn't work. So he still brings the Asham Tali. And they already asked, why don't we say a case where he did agree? I get that the Gemara says that's the Shaina man says that's pashut, that you wouldn't have to speak out. That you wouldn't have to speak out. The Shita Mikabetz speaks about that. But what happens in Elamai? So I'm a chalikas here. Rechon and Shlokish. If Yom Kippur is mechaper in a case. Oh, we didn't finish. We didn't say Shlokish yet. Shlokish Ava mevaid nami mechaper lemikpurim. He holds that even if you disagree, you say that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, it still works as a kapara. So that's Rabbi Yechon and Ermes Lakish. That is Rabbi Yechon and Ermes Lakish. That they argue if there's a kapara on Yom Kippur or not. If the kapara works by Yom Kippur or not. Uplukta. And it's really the same machlekes you have. Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Ermes Lakish. If someone disagrees with the kapara of Yom Kippurim, does it machapa or not? It's really a machlekes Rava and Abai. Uplukta says, someone says that this chatas I want to bring is not going to be a kapara. Abaya Omar, ainem chaperis, takanat mechaper. Rava Omar, mechaperis is a kapara. The Gemara explains, hey chidom alay sikrav, if he says I don't want to be makrivit, lekuli amalay pligi, everyone agrees that lele mechaperis, why not? And chsib kud apasuk says, Yaakov oisay l'ritsoinai. It has to be with your rotzon. You only can make a chatas to rotzonah. If he doesn't agree, it's not called rotzonah. Ki pligi, where's machlekes? Ki pligi, d'ama, he says, tikrav l'tchapa. I want to be makrav, but it's not going to be a kapara. Abaye omar, ein mechaperes. Da omar, loy tchapa. Abaye says, the chatas is not mechaperes because he said he doesn't want to be mechaper on him. He says, I don't want. Rav omar, too bad, you know, not too bad. Mechaperes, why? Ki v'noma tikarev, kapara mei l'asi. Since he says the karev, it's automatically. It's automatically a kapara. Even though I want to kare, kapara mamela asi. The kapara happens by itself. Either way, the kapara happens by itself. Vahoda be rava. So the machlekes say abaye be rava is if machlekes abaye be rava, if a kapara works, if you disagree, you say I don't want it to be a kapara. According to rava, he says it works by itself. According to abaye, he says no, it doesn't work. But of course, if he doesn't want to bring the chavtas at all, it's not ritzayna, it does not work. Something more avaita. V'hoder bei Rava. Rava. V'hoder bei Rava. Rava changes mind about the shita that he holds that it works by itself. K'ritanya. Hunter Abraisa. Abraisa says, Yochol, Yom Kippur mechaper ala shavim al shayna shavim. You would think Yom Kippur is mechaper on someone who does tshuva and even though doesn't do tshuva. And we'll see exactly what that means. So Mara says, "Adinu, we can learn out ma hoyel v'chatos va'asham mechaprim. Since chatos va'asham is a kapar, you can pour mechaprim. You can resolve mechaprim. Ma chatos va'asham mechaprim el shavim. Just like chatos va'asham mechaprim on shavim, afya mekapurim ei mechaprim el al shavim. Just like chatos va'asham only mechaprim on shavim, because it's ritzoinoi. Yemekapurim only mechaprim el shavim. Where it says, "Lo, you can't learn from Chatas Vashem. Im Amar Chatas Vashem, she'im mechap on a mezid g'shoigig." That's a more, you know, that's the harder kapara because it's not mechap on a mezid Chatas and Vashem, only on shoigig. So there, it won't be mechap on ein shavim. But time of being a purim is mechap on a mezid g'shoigig. Yom Kippur is mechap on a mezid g'shoigig. V'ho mechap on a mezid g'shoigig. Since it's mechap on a mezid g'shoigig, mechap on a shavim as ein shavim. Mechap also on shavim ein shavim. Since mechap on shoigig mezid. So it's mechaper even on Yom Shavim. So that's what you would think by Yom Kippur. Tamaloyma ach. It says ach chilek. That teaches us that Yom Kippur is only mechaper on Shavim, not on Yom Shavim. You couldn't learn out from Chaz Oshem because Chaz Oshem wasn't as strong because it's not mezik ashegig. Mashenk Yom Kippur is mezik ashegig. So you would think that can mechaper even on Yom Shavim. Kamashlo, no. Ach alok, so mechaper on Shavim. Now what does Shavim and Yom Shavim mean? That's what we're going to talk about. To go back to Akasha where it's be Akasha on Rava. My shavim, which ain't a shavim. What's called shavim or ain't a shavim? Ilema shavim means shaygig, and lo shavim means mezid. Hakatani, the Brice talks about shaygig mezid. So lo yamamr is mechas v'asham. That's mechap, not mechap on a shaygig. It's not mechap on a mezid, only on a shaygig. Ela ki ha du ulam aviechanon. It's going on in case of ulam aviechanon. Achal chelev, a person ate chelev v'shaygig. V'hifrish the carbon, he put aside a carbon. And then Vahimidasa, then he went off the Darach. Vachazabah, he did tshuva. So Allah is that carbon, the carbon is not usable anymore. So you would think maybe by Yom Kippur or some, that's what Ein Shavim means, that maybe Yom Kippur, if you pass Yom Kippur while someone is off the Darach, maybe Yom Kippur never can happen those various anymore. So maybe that's what we're learning over here, Ein Shavim. That's what it means, Yachol, that's not Mechapa, you know, that's not Mechapa, Ein Shavim means that case. So Mars is not true because by a carbon you can be nitcha the carbon, you can't use that carbon anymore since it went off the derech v'shas when the carbon was there. The carbon's dachi, but Yom Kippur, the next Yom Kippur came mechaper. He the itchi carbon, the carbon has a dichur gavra bar kapara. The gavra is still a bar kapara, and his Yom Kippur should work afterwards. So back, what does shavim ain't a shavim mean? So tomorrow, shavim the omei chaper lechatase. Shavim means he wants to tshuva. He says, you know. My chata should mechaper for me. Ein shav means da'am aloy chaper chatasi. And the Bryce says that doesn't work. And the Bryce wants to learn out Yom Kippur also shouldn't work. And Bryce says you can't learn out Yom Kippur there. And the Mar comes out Yom Kippur also doesn't work if someone says I don't want Yom Kippur to work. Like upon him, Shmami, no, not like Rava. And we see Rava, Tais speaks out that Rava agrees to this Bryce. So we'll see he's going to answer this Bryce in a certain way later on. So we see Rava agrees to this Bryce. And this Bryce says mefurish the chata so osham and not mechaper if you say I don't want the kapara. And Yom Kippur also doesn't work if they don't want the kapara. It comes out when we say Ein Shavim means he doesn't want to do tshuva means he doesn't believe that Yom Kippur is v'chaper. That's what sounds like this Gemara, which to me was a chiddush. I always thought Ein Shavim means he doesn't do tshuva. Here it sounds like Ein Shavim means he doesn't agree in Yom Kippur, it's not v'chaper. And if he doesn't agree in the Chatzos, it's not v'chaper, and that's where Rava was chayze. Now I'm going to bring a steer to this braisa. V'reminu, I asked a steer to this braisa. Yochol. Maybe Yom Kippur only works for the Bryce. We're asking Kashma Bryce. The Bryce says maybe Yom Kippur only works for someone who fasts. The last Malach didn't work on Yom Kippur. The Karmic Kaidish, which Rashi learns means he said he davened and he was masking Yom Kippur in davening. But Loy Nisanabo, if he didn't fast, the last Malach he did work. The Karmic Kaidish, he didn't daven. Yachol Loyheim Kippur Machaper. Maybe Yom Kippur shouldn't be Machaper. As the Bryce says, Tamalayma, no, it says in the Pasuk, Mekapurim hu, Mekomak, and always is Mechaper. It sounds like even if you don't agree to the Kapara of Yom Kippur, you don't do all the things, it still works. Mekomak, and Tavau is Dam Safra, what is Dam Safra? The Kasha Dodi, it's a Stira. This is this Safra, the other Safra. On Babaya, like Kasha, ha, Rabbi Yehuda, ha, Rabbi. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi. The Tanya, what's Rabbi? Rabbi holds that everything works. So the Bryce says that everything works is going according to Rebbe. And the Bryce says that it doesn't work if you don't agree is going according to Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, Rebbe Yemer, call Aveira Shavitaira, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Loi Asa Tshuva, Yem Kippur Mechaper. It's Mechaper. Chutz, certain exceptions. A Pirik Oil, someone says, I don't believe any mitzvah, so Gal Panama Taira, he darshes a Taira and makes him chutzif in darshing a Taira, Mefa Bris Basa, he doesn't do a Bris Mila. Because these averus, Shema Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Malav, and Yom Kippur Mechaper. But all the averus work, and that's what the Brisa was saying before, that even if it doesn't fast, it doesn't work, and everything, still Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But Rava says, different terrors, Hav Ha Rabbi, both are Rabbi. Umoyde Rabbi, Rabbi is Moyde, about Averus and Yom Kippur Mechaper, the Averus and Yom Kippur itself, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and that's the first brisa says that the Yom Kippur is not mechaper on Eina Shavim. But if you don't fast all those things, it is mechaper on other averus. What's the raya? What's Rav means a raya to himself? Means a raya. I'll tell you a raya that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on its own averus. How is it possible? We know that there's a karas on Yom Kippur. If someone eats Yom Kippur, gets karas. Right? What? How's it possible? You already got a bar. Automatic Yom Kippur, right? If Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything, even without doing tshuva, so how's it ever possible to get karas for eating or doing work on Yom Kippur? Like my kosher, that's not a raya. We know that the yom Yom Kippur is mechaper. And before the morning, he died. He didn't have a day to mechaper. So it is possible to have karas. It is possible to have karas for that. So Gemara, tenach karas laila, answers karas laila. Karas di mama hechem shkachas la. How's it possible to have karas by yom? I mean, some of those are very by yom. It sounds like usi chayev karas in the psukim. So hayev chayev karas by yom. L'chayra, it's automatically mechaper. So it's a raya that Rebbe holds that it's not mechaper for the things you do by yom on Eina Shavim. No, with my kush, it's still possible to have a case that you did a veri b'yayim and you didn't have a chance for your kippur to mechapa. What's the case? While he was eating on Yom Kippur, he choked on a bone and he died. He didn't have a chance to mechapa. Or you did. Either you did something and you died. You didn't have a chance to have a kapara. Or you did work right before it became dark. You never had a chance to kibbutz mechaper. Did straight to dark. While he was working, paskim aral shakim, he got killed while he was working. He didn't have a chance to get a kapara. So that's why it's not a riot. But like upon him, Rav at least holds like that. No hechur, no riot to Rav. Rav holds that Yom Kippur is not mechapa on the various of Yom Kippur, and that's the answer to two brises. The brise says there's no kapara means the various of Yom Kippur. The brise says that kapara, even tshuva, we're talking about other averus. So let's see one more Gemara over here. And so Gemara. V'cham oimrim, it says in Mishnah, af ha-megadef is part of mechatas, and pashas, the reason is because megadef is no ma'isa. But what's lashon af? My af megadef. What's lashon af? What's he adding on to? So tomorrow, Rabbanon Shomel Rav Akiva, the Tani Bal Oyv Vali Tani Yidani. Rabbanon Hor heard that Rav Akiva in our Mishnah said, "Oh, you're not Yidani." And when you explained Pshat and Daf Gimel that Yidani is not a Maisa, you put a bone in your mouth, it's not a Maisa, and that's what Mishnah didn't count it. So Rabbanon said to Amalei, "Maish not leMaisa carbon. Why don't you bring carbon on Yidani? Let's say Maisa, not a Maisa. Megadav also let's be Maisa. That means Af a Megadav. That's Rabbanon's Taina. And we'll see Pshat and Rav Akiva in a second. Tana Rabbanon." Megadef may be carbon. Hoyol v'nema boy karis. Megadef brings a carbon. It says karis. Diver Rabbi Kiva. And another, it says also v'ayim echete yisrael. We'll see what that means in a second on base. We'll see. Is it the more of a klalu? Is that a klalu? It's a karis may be carbon. Anytime you have karis, you bring carbon. Because it sounds like Kiva is saying Megadef brings a carbon. Why? Because you have karis. What do you mean? But Pesach Amil, it's a karis may be carbon. It says karis and you don't bring a carbon. So my answer is no, here's a special reason. Hachikama. Megadef may be carbon, since hoyel v'nema by karas magum carbon. The parasha of carbon is the parasha of karas, same parasha, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Kesava, migu d'vay michtav karas ba'alma, since it could have said karas somewhere else, and it said a dafka in the parasha of carbon, teaches us that Megadef has a carbon. Except karas magum carbon, shvav v'nema ma'isi carbon. See, for here, you bring a carbon. So that's where Akiva shita, that reason, even though it's not a ma'isi, you bring carbon, since it says karas magum carbon. Since it's a karas magum carbon, therefore he brings it.